So to kick off this show, I just thought what we would do is go ahead and go over to YouTube, and whatever song came up first would just open the show. So here is Hilary Duff, Chasing the Sun. Oh boy.
Time is not for wasting. Someone else can do the chasing. 'Cause I'm chasing the sun. I'm chasing the sun. I'm chasing the sun. Won't miss out on the fun. Gotta get it while our hearts are young.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. You know what's sad about this is so it's showing these sort of flips where she's fantasizing about her, you know, life she'd like to have, and then she's working in her office. I think her desk is the exact desk that I sit at. So that hits a little closer to home than I'd prefer. Also, have I unraveled the mystery of summer here? Do people like summer because sun rhymes with fun? Is that, like, the big thing? Is that why people think the sun is fun? Is because so many songs have just said, like, well, let's do sun and fun. I mean, what does winter rhyme with? I'm a professional window tinter. There's nothing. So really, I suspect that our pop stars are to blame for the misconception about the sun being fun. I always like, too, on shows when they have the office people. You know, these are the people... The Hollywood wacky version of the people who work in an office versus the, hey, this is actually who works in an office. Because let me tell you something. People who work in an office are not as hot as the fake people who work in an office, which is sad. But true. I had a great weekend of assembling things. Can I tell you... What I've learned, I have to say, from any craft project I've ever done is that none of them are easy. They're just not. This is the big promise of crafting, is that it's easy, and it never is. It is never easy. Crafts are not easy, and that's why they're crafts instead of just things. Like, you know, it's easy is buying a bookshelf at Target. That's pretty easy. You know, it's easy is buying a beer. Making a beer or bookshelf or a bookshelf that can hold the weight of a single beer. Not easy. I will tell you this, too. If you are considering engaging in one of the many DIY pallet projects that you see, these shipping pallets, these are these sort of tic-tac-toe board looking chunks of wood that a bunch of boxes come on and people sit out in the back of places to smoke on also. In a lot of these things, it'll be like, you know, next thing you're going to see is someone's built an entire house out of pallets. I'm pretty sure someone built a palace pallet. I'm pretty sure that someone built a model of the human pallet out of pallets. Anything that can be made out of stuff has been made out of this stuff. Not fun, not easy, not good. I will say this, though. I went to the hardware store and came up with a pretty good new commercial for Lowe's, the hardware store. There's a song that I hear a lot that it kind of surprises me because it's a dirty song. And it's not like, you know, oh, Outkast has their hit, Hey Ya. And it's like, wait a minute. This is kind of about a weird sexual relationship that's not entirely appropriate. But, you know, disguised as a thing. This has no artifice to it. But I was thinking what they should do is lay this over, you know, footage of people repairing their home stuff. And the edited version of the song would go a little bit like, fix the window! Fix the wall! And then it would probably, I mean, it still would be accurate to say till the sweat drops down your balls, because I will say I was sweating balls. Just doing anything, it seems that if I touch a tool, my entire crotch of my jeans is soaked in sweat. It could be pre-ejaculate because I'm so excited, because I'm finally getting to do a man task, but I'm guessing it's more likely sweat. Just playing the odds. Playing the odds, if Pete has a liquid on his body, the chances of it being sweat are very good. The chances of it being pre-ejaculate are less good. The chances of it being a spilled fine wine are zero. So that's our update on Pete's body liquids. Body liquid. For today's show, we have a special thing. I found a thing online that's called a random topic generator. Because first I was looking for a virtual co-host. Because, you know, who doesn't want to have a co-host? Me, apparently. But I wondered if there's any kind of, if anyone's developed this technology. I have to say I'm very disappointed in the state of human friend replacement technology. I don't think this has come as far as it should have. Whenever we see a movie, I feel like it's all about sex bots or slave bots. But really, I don't need a robot to take out the trash. I want a robot to just chat with while I take out the trash and pitch my ideas for Lowe's commercials. That's what I really need. I just need someone to listen and be like, that is a really... You have so many good ideas, Pete. Human Pete. I wish that my robot brain could come up with the kind of ideas that you just seem to spew forth without any thought or care. And I'd say, pretty much thanks, robot. That might have been an insult, but I'll take it. I don't mind an insult now and then. So the closest thing I came up with was a random topic generator. This is a button that you push, and it generates a topic. You can select a category as well. But I figure when I have a co-host, you know, I don't say, oh, today we're just talking about politics. So get ready for that. We just go for it. So without further ado, because I know you've been waiting, let's generate a topic and we'll just see what happens. Started off with politicians you hate. Boy. That couldn't have picked a worse topic. I did, actually, the first time I used this, you know, I just hit the button 4 or 5 times and it brought up, famous Spanish painters. And I was thinking, oh, Christ. Well, I hope this is as random as I think, because then the odds of it coming up again seem, well, I guess if it's random, the odds are equally good. But if it's not as random, perhaps this won't come up again. Because I don't know, you know, famous Spanish painters. First of all, that's a plural of a something that I don't know, a one-al. So that's going to be a problem. But also, that I mean, once you say, what am I going to say? Do I have a strong opinion on famous Spanish painters? Yeah, they're fucking sellouts. That's my opinion. If they didn't sell out, then they wouldn't be famous, would they? I think that's a pretty simple equation that we've established long ago. Far, far away. So there we go. Topic covered. See how well this works? We can just kind of do a topic and then move on and segue into the next topic. Heterophony. This is all one word. I have no idea what this is. Should I look it up? I mean, obviously I'm in front of a computer this time. Didn't have my computer last time. And we had a terrible show. Heterophony in music is a texture resulting from simultaneous performance of melodic variants of the same tune, typical of Middle Eastern practices. Well, you really hit a hot button issue there. I don't like, you know what this does remind me of that I don't like and I don't want to hear anyone say anymore? I do not want people to tell me, like, have you ever heard of blah, blah, blah? And it's like, that means the fear of snakes who are albino. And you say, okay. Listen, you could just push a bunch of Latin together and then say it's a fear of something that no one's afraid of. Or something that everyone's, you know, people are probably, here's my guess. Probably most people afraid of snakes or not. And those that are afraid of snakes are probably afraid of albino snakes. Those that are not, probably not. Their red eyes a little creepy. How terrible is that, by the way, as an albino? It's like, well, I'm very pale. My hair is pale. Also, blood red eyes. That's a real, what's the opposite of the lottery? Or winning the lottery, except it's like a lottery where you know what it's like? Shirley Jackson's the lottery, where winning the lottery is losing the lottery. Another thing that I don't want to hear anymore in terms of, you know, things that people like to see and hear and do. I could probably go without ever hearing someone say, you know, it's funny, and then they show you a video and it's of someone saying the lyrics to like a rap song, you know, a Sir Mix-a-Lot song or something like, or the thong song. And they're just saying, let me see that thong, 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 thong. And so on. Let's give that a rest. Gaining weight in the winter. Oh, now we've got a topic that I'm passionate about. If those topics were bad before, it's because I liked passion. But now I've got passionate kisses. Gaining weight in the winter, I think that this is part of what makes people great, is that there's sort of, for some reason, we've decided that there is a seasonal component to our weight gain or loss. I mean, I suppose you're wearing more clothes in the winter. I don't know. I feel that they should say, like, maybe this is a useful thing. The weather is not very useful, right? This is shit. It's total shit. So what they should do is add some helpful stuff. So, for example, for every degree below freezing, it's like, have an extra donut today. Or they could tell you facts like, when it's colder, your body burns more calories to stay warm. Body move in, body eat in. So what you should do is say, okay, if it's 10 below freezing, guess what? If you just stand outside and eat that donut, by the time you finish, you'll have burned off the calories. If that's worth it to you, that's a good thing to know. How about that for gaining weight in the winter? Speaking of useless, complaining the other day about a thing, which I am wont to do. I want to do and am wont. I am wanton. Hear me roar. I was saying, you know what I think is really bullshit is that when people invented sign language, they invented it based on their spoken language. So American Sign Language is not the same as the sign language they would speak, say, in Russia, right? Why didn't sign language be its own entire language? Why didn't they have one sign language to rule them all? Because think about this. If they had one sign language, we would all be able to speak sign language to each other. The entire world, if they were on the same sign language, at least we would have rudimentary sign language with which to speak to each other. And the deaf man would become king, because he would be able to converse with the entire world even though he was deaf. But you see, you deafs, you didn't think this through. You needed something right away. You couldn't do a universal one. You waited. You went too fast. You pulled the trigger too fast, and now you don't have that. And you didn't know the dry erase board was coming. That makes it a lot easier. You could just write stuff on there. Someone hands me a dry erase. Someone hands me a chalkboard. I say, fuck you. Get out of my face. Hand me a dry erase board. I'm in. That's fine. That's professional. Let's see. Your favorite circle of friends. I mean, I don't think I have a favorite circle of friends so much as a circle. And I don't... How many total do you need to have a circle? Because if it's more than four, I might be in trouble. So I guess my favorite circle of friends would have to be not my friends, but perhaps one from a popular television show, such as Friends or Seinfeld, which is sort of like the friends of Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David's opinion. Probably some of those. Maybe Archie. Been reading some Archie comics lately. For all their foibles, those seem like pretty good friends. I like this Jughead. He doesn't open his eyes for shit. Archie's got these two babes coming after him all the time, and somehow, Betty and Veronica are like the only two hot babes in history who don't get pissed off when Archie ignores them. They get mad at the other woman, and this has gone on for forever. Oh, God damn it. Deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. So you want me to discuss DNA? I'd rather discuss TNA, huh? It was a high five I did to myself. Musical notation. Yeah, this is getting tough now, huh? I don't have a strong opinion on the 2014 state of musical notation, although to go back to a previous topic, I think this might provide a strong platform for a candidate to run on. You know, I always thought a strong candidate for, or a platform for a candidate is to run on something that seems like important, but isn't. So for example, something like the state of musical notation, how it's racially biased and gender biased. And you're like, well, obviously every musical note looks like an erect penis with a ball sack at the bottom. Sometimes the ball sack is empty. That's a half note or something. That's real nice. Is that what we really want for our children? Just a whole long row of dicks so they can play Johnny B. Goode in middle school? That makes sense. Oh, how to play the recorder. We had this option in elementary school. You could come early to school and be taught how to play the recorder, which I think I did one time and then was not good at it immediately and quit, which is basically everything I've ever done would fall into that frame. I wasn't good at this immediately, so I quit. And I never looked back. I mean, the recorder's a horror. It's not a good sounding instrument. How come you can't get kids to play like a harmonica or something? Ukulele. I mean, I feel like it's hard to make a ukulele sound bad. Or maybe the difference between a bad one and a good one is not as big as a recorder versus not hearing a recorder. Hearing a recorder is awful, and not hearing one is great. So it's a subtle difference that really, really drives home the point of how horrible the recorder is. Sheets or Wawa? I don't know what that means, sheets or Wawa. What's Wawa, water? Sheets and Wawa divide partisans in Pennsylvania? Sheets, Wawa, or Sheets, a matter of convenience? Oh, these are two popular convenience stores in the Northeast. Okay. If I had to pick one, I would go Sheets, because I don't want to say Wawa. That sounds awful. Sheets is like shits. And that fits in more with my standard of, like, come and go, and, you know, the other gas stations. Fucking suck. Bang and blow. And, you know, the old sex house of Route 69, as we call it. Consonants and dissonance. Okay. This is a very fancy hoity-toity discussion topic generator. I don't normally go in for the schmancy pants or the fancy schmants. Consonants and dissonance, though. I mean, you can't have one without the other. Just like the Journey song tells us. The most terrifying animal. Now we're talking. That's a topic. Whew. I mean, any animal, really, that's big and not in the zoo. And I've never been terrified by an animal in the zoo. But when you see an animal in the wild, like a moose, I mean, that's a goofy-looking motherfucker. He's got, like, a long, stupid face. His antlers, his horns, those look worthless. Those look like giant decorative wooden bowls or like a horn of plenty from Thanksgiving. Just if you put a bunch of fruit in there, you could put a bunch of fruit in a moose's horns and he'd be the goddamn Carmen Miranda of the woods. Yet, up close, horrifying, this moose. You just think, when you're in the woods and then a big animal is there, it doesn't matter what it is, you just think like, oh, well, if this guy decided to kill me, I don't know if I could stop him. He's not subject to the laws of man. I don't have a lot of options here. So I guess any animal is my answer. Art of the year 2000. You know, I wasn't as big in the art scene in the year 2000. I was more in the underground art scene at the time, really working hard on getting my self-expression to a place that would allow me to flourish as an artist later in life. I would say that was my mission statement as an artist in 2000. You know, now I've obviously changed. I've upped the ante. That's important to me. I've decided that there is an ante. I anteed up and lawyered up, and now I'm an artist, okay? Doing projects. Setting up an exercise schedule. Well, if there's one thing I like, it's a good schedule. Nothing beats scheduling things. I feel like, weirdly enough, I don't know. I think that maybe we should all just sort of abandon the idea of exercise. The reason being, I think that technology has come a long way, and for the most part, we still don't like it. I mean, do we? Do we like it? I don't think we do. And if we don't like it now, are we ever going to like it? What is going to change? What could change to make us like it? Basically, an exercise pill or something, you know, some kind of mildly uncomfortable but tolerable helmet that you put on when you sleep that exercises you as you sleep somehow. These are the things that would fix exercise for us, and these things are never possible. So I'm starting to think that maybe the next revolution in exercise, you know, I saw CrossFit Games and everyone was real fit and it was ridiculous, and I was just thinking, maybe the next revolution of exercise is just like, fuck it, I give up the Peter Dirk method. It's like, I don't know, who cares? This shit is dumb anyway. Who cares how many pull-ups you can do? What's the difference? What difference does that make in your life, really? I mean, how much are you going around topless? If you're going around topless enough that it matters, you're making a mistake. Tylenol or aspirin? I go with Tylenol, and here's why. That's the one where they say you shouldn't drink booze when you have it. And if it says you shouldn't drink booze with it, that to me says it's doing something effective. If it hurts my body, if there's a strong potential for it to hurt my body in a serious and unfixable way, I'm in. I'm in. Let's do it. Let's have it. Art jobs. I guess this means maybe a job in the arts of some sort. I don't know. Is this like working at a craft store? I don't know what an art job is. It's like, and there's an artist, and then there's an art job. Gallery owner? That seems to be a popular thing for like a friend of the main character woman to do. That would be a good name for the gallery, actually. Friend of the main character. The gallery. .org. .art. I don't know that people work in art but aren't artists. I feel that kind of everyone's just now decided they're an artist, you know? Oh, it's about if you do artistry with what you do. No. Sandwich artist is really what ruined. I went to Subway yesterday, by the way, speaking of sandwich artist. I was out of options. I was out of time, out of luck, out of my element. And there were two things that really pissed me off. And actually, even Subway didn't do them this time. Subway has learned a lesson, my friends. Because when you go to a Subway, I never know. When they say, what would you like? I say, okay, in my head, I say, the first thing they need to do is decide on the bread. What kind of bread do I want? Because that's what they're looking to pull out. But for some reason, the natural way to say it is footlong turkey on wheat. As opposed to saying wheat bread, footlong turkey. That sounds wrong somehow. But after decades, I suppose, of Subway employees saying they're telling me all the information I don't need as I'm doing it, they started saying, what kind of bread can I start you with? And I'm like, that's perfect, because then I can say, oh, wheat bread, footlong. This is great. It was the customers that provided the problem this time, as I'm sure they do many. This is kind of what happens with restaurants and places, too. Like, you get your sort of more upscale-y fast foods, but then they turn into fast foods. You get your noodles and companies, where you're like, oh, this is actually pretty nice. But then it seems like the caliber of people who go there just goes downhill. I don't mind saying it. It's disappointing to me. It ruins my times. So the guy behind me in line, I mean, we waited quite a while. This guy was waiting behind me. It was a long time. Minutes, several minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, just standing in line, nothing to do. He's not even looking at his phone, nothing, just standing there. And I couldn't help but notice that after my sandwich was made and she said, hi, what kind of bread can I get you today? It was boy. I'm not even making this up either. He goes, oh, boy. I guess the wheat bread. How the fuck long does it take to decide what kind of bread it was? How do you not already know? And what were you doing the entire time you were in line? I mean, he better have cut the pockets out of his pants and had been slowly masturbating himself. That is the only excuse to be that distracted, standing in line at Subway, that you don't even know what kind of, you know, and then she's saying, what kind of sandwich do you want? He's like, every decision was just made on its own out of whole cloth as if he'd been born right then, or he was a time traveler who had inhabited, this is not his body, he was the mind of a time traveler inhabiting a body, and he's just thinking, I better just go with the flow. So he's kind of just trying to go along with what's going on, thinking, well, I'll just wait till she asks me a question and answer that question and nothing else. And I'm panicked right now. I don't know how to think ahead in terms of like figuring this out for myself. That was horrible. Here's another thing that I hate. This happens at your Subways, your Qdobas, your whatever. You know that glass that they have over the front of the counter? That's there so you don't reach your dumb fucking head over and like sneeze and cough into the food. It's so that you, as a restaurant attendee, don't touch the food. That's the point. It's not to protect you from food flying around. It's so that you don't touch the food. So what we don't need you to do, and by the way, don't know if you noticed, these plexiglass walls are 100% transparent. very easy to see through, almost as though the materials were designed to be see-through. Unlike, say, most bikinis, most solid walls, most materials used for building, these were meant to be looked at and through. So what you don't need to do is put your arms crossed on top of it, stand on your tiptoes, and lean your head over and look straight down into the ingredients. That is not necessary. I promise you that what's happening behind that wall, it's not like a TV projection showing arms making a sandwich behind the wall. That's what's really happening. They have not developed that technology. It's not that they just show a little display and then what's really happening is they're putting a dead rat on a bun. Okay? Oh, good. New topic. Early American art. I don't know what that refers to. Like Native American art? Is that what we're talking about? Feel like an asshole. Always my least favorite part of the art museum. I gotta be honest. I don't know why, because I like things that are practical. But for some reason, I feel like, well, this is a jug a guy used to get water. I don't think that there's... It's just not interesting for me to look at. It's like, why is it shaped like that? Well, because water goes inside of it. Oh, okay. Well, very good. I mean, I don't think I'd be interested in the history of the water bottle currently. So, I'm not really interested in the water bottle from back then. I mean, good on them for reusing it so much. That's nice. That's a nice way to set an example for the coming years that I think we've ignored and gotten away from. To our own detriment. Where to rent good snowboards? Jesus, I don't fucking know. I don't know why snowboard and ski rental is such a big thing. Why is a snowboard so expensive? Why does a snowboard cost as much as like a bicycle? It's just a flat sheet of shit with bindings on top with, not even shoes on top. Why aren't the boots just part of the snowboard, too? Just glue them on. But, they have the board. It's just a sheet of a bunch of shit. How expensive could that possibly be to make? Really? It's not like some old man in Sweden is making these. They're just in a factory. A skateboard. Skateboards are also expensive. When I had a skateboard, I had like a shitty Kmart skateboard, always. Because like a real skateboard, like a kind that's like, oh, Tony Hawk would ride this skateboard. That was like $100. That's insane. Countries with stock markets. I mean, I think that I'd be more interested in countries. I hadn't even thought about that before, but I guess there are quite a few countries with no stock markets. And I guess maybe this implies to me that there are countries that don't have stock markets that have economies. Obviously there's going to be some horrible country that's just war-torn. And they might say, like, guys, don't have a lot of time for the stock markets anymore. I know we enjoyed our stock market. Hey, I loved Wolf of Wall Street as much as anybody. But we have to worry about a man who they call the Wolf, who comes and kills with a gun that's mounted on the back of a truck. I like how that's like the big thing. We put a machine gun on in a truck bed, and that's pretty much the nuclear bomb of this war. That's how we screw everybody. Role playing games. Well, I hate them. Do I need to say more than that? I hate them. They're too long. I do not like to... Any video game, let's say, that role-playing games that are in real life involve this too, where you have to sort of build different skills. If I play a skill, it always does this, and it gives you this screen. It's like, look, you won these experience points. And I'm like, that's great. It's like, do you want to put them in your attack, your defense? Do you want to put them into magic? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the thing that a role-playing game does not help you with, that the real world does, is like, I don't know, I was playing this game Fallout that many people enjoy, which has a lot of role-playing elements. And you have to pick from all these different categories, and it's like lock-picking, or, you know, I don't know, gun shooting or punching or something. And the thing is, I don't know this world. I don't know what's useful. If it was today and someone, you know, the skills would be, oh, okay, I could have lock picking, punching, or really good at sort of summarizing your emotions. I'd be like, oh, well, I think summarizing my emotions would probably be helpful. That would probably be a good skill. Would being able to do good magic tricks help me? Probably not. Would lockpicking? I mean, it's pretty great. I would love to do that. But, yeah. So I don't know. Is there lockpicking in this world? How can I just kick down a door if I put on my other skills? I have no idea. And so you just have to, like, pick something. And then inevitably, you get to some boss that you can't beat. And it's like, well, you didn't build up your mana. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that this was the mana zone. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this world. Your favorite newscaster. For Colorado people, I saw one Adele Arakawa in the airport last time I was there. She was on the train. She had shorts on. She looked pretty good. You know, she's got to be getting older. I mean, maybe she started doing the news when she was 18 or something, but she's got to be getting up there. Not a bad-looking lady. And I don't know anything about her personality. She didn't seem not nice. She seemed a little, I don't know, standoffish almost, but I think it's because I was looking at her trying to figure out if she was Adele Arakawa. And then I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to be like, oh my God, it's Adele Arakawa. And then everyone... mobs are on the train. And then that's my fault. Then I've destroyed the gem of Colorado news. Celebs you hate. Adele Arakawa. The history of religion. This is the problem with random topic generator, I've quickly discovered. Celebs you hate, followed by the history of religion. Here's what's great about the history of everything. If... The trick is to pick something that happened a long time ago. Because then the history is so long ago, it's like, well, I don't know. You know, pictures of that guy. We got nothing. We basically just have to go on word of mouth. I mean, now, that's going to go away, I assume. It's going to be tough, I got to say. It's going to be very difficult to invent a new religion at this point. Because when you're telling your crazy-ass story, it's not like they can say, ooh, in 1985... this happened. It's like, probably not. I don't think so. A troubled conscience. I think it means conscience, but it's like conscious, like I'm conscious, awake. I just said that word too many times, so now it's not even a word. Remote villages. I don't know. Is that a thing anymore either? I feel like that's going away. I feel that that is a thing of the past. It's very weird to think, to me, I can't believe the things people... So I'll be in Los Angeles tomorrow night. This time tomorrow, I will be on my way. And the idea that people would fly there, and it's like I would get there. I don't have a Google map. I don't have a GPS or anything to guide me. Somehow I'm going to get from... wherever the fuck I flew in to some hotel that I just called on the phone, for all I know, it's just a bum who answers a payphone and has a pleasant hotel-y voice. People did this all the time. DNA binding proteins. Well, I think that's just too fascinating to get into in this sort of a fast thing. Back pain causes. I swear by, sometimes my back will start to hurt. If I do like some sit-ups or crunches, it feels fine. That cures my back pain every time. Every single time. So I don't know, I recommend it. Unless you have some kind of a legitimate problem. I mean, I think my back pain just generates from my back is bored. That's all I could come up. Why else? It's just like, oh, if you stimulate your back a little bit, then it comes back online. Back is back. Back again. So that's the only real explanation I can come up with is it's like, oh, my back's very bored today. What are you going to do? Well, you guys, I hate to do it to you, but I got to go. I've got things to prepare for my trip. I hope to tell you some wonderful things when I return. I hope to have a time, an adventure. I'm renting a car. I've never done that before. I'm going to see my family. That promises to be awful. But so here's the first song that came up on YouTube. Oh, God. This is horrible. What is the state of music these days, huh? Jesse J, Domino. There you go. I cannot go out on this. Here's Psy, the Gangnam Style guy, with Snoop Dogg. Is this going to be at least danceable in my chair? That's all I... Oh, there's an ad. Psy! Are you kidding me? You can't even skip it either. Watching a guy slow-mo run through like a river. Somehow. And this is for Bank of the West. Don't even know what that is. Sleep. Okay. God, this is horrible, too. Everything's horrible. Okay. Well, I gotta go anyway. So this is a horrible... Oh, here we go. How about Shakira? I don't know if she's audio appealing, but we all know that she's attractive, so we can just forgive anything. Although it's Shakira and Activia together. Isn't Activia that yogurt that makes you shit? Okay, well, that's fine. Enjoy Akira. Akira. Shakira. Hey, enjoy Akira, too. A great manga series from the master, Katsuhiro Otomo, I think. I don't actually know. All right. See you in hell. How dare you? Let go.